Last night, here at UMD, in the Sacred Halls of Higher Learning, it was an event, Academics versus Zombies. It was part of UMD's fifth Zombie Fest. Academics shared their research. John Dahl is the organizer and the speaker. He's an associate professor, and he is going to fill the rest of us in on details in case we were unable to attend. John, hi. Nice to have you here.
Great to be here.
So tell us a little bit about the event last night. Academics versus Zombies. Was it a debate format? How was it structured?
Actually, it was just a mini symposium, and the goal was to have some kind of theme that would unite people from many different disciplines. So people from engineering, people from the psychology department, from the biology department, from the med school. In the past, we had people from the English department, philosophy. We've had people perform music. So it's kind of a way to bring in a real mishmash of talent to have fun, and also for faculty to get to meet each other, because oftentimes we're sort of trapped in our individual silos and we don't see what's going on in another part of the university.
Were zombies represented last night at the event?
Oh, absolutely. If you liked zombies, that was the place to be. And if you didn't like them, it was also a good place to be, because we talked about strategies for how to deal with zombies.
I trust that this was all conducted in a sensitive and affirming way.
It was, although we did have at the end, it got a little messy at the end when we actually had some zombies invade the lecture hall, and luckily we had some people who were proficient in jujitsu, and so we had a little bit of a conflict there at the end with some bodies being thrown on mats.
Can we expect here at the university to have perhaps a training from the UMD Police Department about, you know, maybe some zombie drills, best practices in the event of a zombie invasion?
This is an excellent question, because you don't want to have to deal with a problem after it comes. You want to be a little proactive. So I definitely think that educating the public on how to prepare for the coming zombie apocalypse is important. And I think the police should be part of that.
There have been conversations that perhaps it is kind of terrorizing for students to come into the university and then perhaps have to do an active shooter drill here on campus. Are there mental health professionals available on campus who could help guide students, if they needed, through a zombie apocalypse drill?
That's a great point. And actually, you really raise a serious point, which is, you know, we're kind of whimsical with zombies, but they can be used as an educational tool. And I'll give you an example of this. Several years ago, it was actually after the tsunami hit in Indonesia, somebody sort of whimsically sent an email to the CDC and asked, was this now going to usher in the zombie apocalypse? So it was a really sort of from-the-hip question out of left field. And what the CDC realized was that this was drawing a lot of attention to the CDC website. And so the Centers for Disease Control realized that they could actually use theoretical zombie apocalypse as a way for people to do disaster preparedness. Because what you need to prepare for the zombie apocalypse, well, it's really the same things that you would prepare for any disaster. You want to make sure you have a radio with batteries, flashlights. You want to have some water in your house, a little bit of food. And so,
You want to keep your animals safe.
That's true. Absolutely, because
I'm just saying,
animals are also subjected to zombies.
Exactly, and zombies have no boundaries. And the last time I was at the vet with my crowd, there was no zombie inoculation being offered. It was not a part of their regular schedule of shots.
This is true. It's an expensive shot, so sometimes that's why insurance doesn't cover the anti-zombie shot.
Yeah, so I'm a little, you know, I also have some concerns about this. What's interesting is the idea of preparing for a zombie apocalypse seems to keep all of the preparedness pieces, all of the what you need to do, the steps you need to take, the ways you need to think, it seems to keep all of that useful stuff. And yet the scary stuff, where your mind goes to, I'm going to lose my house, I'm going to lose my family, it sort of bypasses all the scary stuff and instead maybe makes it kind of lighthearted and fun. And as we all know, we remember stuff better when we're having a good time.
That's right. And I think last night it was hopefully memorable. There was definitely a lot of laughs from the audience. So
tell me a little bit about some of the different departments that were represented last night.
So last night we had... So I'm in the biology department, and I talked about Ebola virus. We also had someone from the pharmacy department. They talked about Kuru, which is a disease of the brain. We had somebody from the med school, and she gave a talk on what is the nutritional value of a brain for a zombie.
Okay.
And it turns out that zombie brains have a lot of vitamin C in it. Who knew? So.
Okay. I would imagine that my brain is pretty much coffee and chocolate. Pretty much all of me is coffee and chocolate.
Okay, so a little caffeine.
So
on the
I'm kind of like the snack food.
Ah, yes.
I would be like the snack food. No zombie would get anything nutritional, and yet I would be in demand because who doesn't like coffee and chocolate?
That's right. That's right. And that way, we and zombies do have some common ground.
Exactly. Engineering, you said, took part?
We did. We had somebody who was a structural engineer, and she talked to the group about how do you build a zombie-proof house.
Excellent. In that classic documentary, Night of the Living Dead, you scrounge a lot of spare lumber and nail it over the windows.
Yes. That's really not going to keep the horde out.
Okay.
You really want to go with concrete.
Okay. Oh, okay. Okay. All right. So maybe a concrete bunker.
That's right. And also a concrete bunker in which the walls are sloping outwards. Because if you've seen the movie World War Z, you know that zombies like to crawl up buildings.
Oh, yeah.
So try and have the angle out.
Angle out.
That's
nice.
Right.
Well, you can have a bigger skylight that way, too.
That's true.
That's nice. That's nice. I'm liking that. I'm kind of impressed. I see definitely a lot of benefit for students. UMD has not hosted a zombie fest, however, in 4 years. And I'm a little concerned if that is perhaps due to an anti-zombie prejudice. The chancellor's goals do have to do with diversity, inclusiveness, making people feel welcome. I'm a little concerned. I guess I'm a little concerned about the strategic initiative and if it is addressing zombies adequately.
Well, and actually, I'm glad you brought that up. We actually made the room a zombie-free zone last night. So we did actually invite our non-breathing brethren last night to try and increase the diversity. So there were some zombies present. But yes, on a day-to-day basis, it's important that we don't become complacent about the zombie threat. And I am a little disappointed that this isn't one of the strategic goals of the chancellor's to specifically mention the possibility of a zombie apocalypse at UMD, and perhaps in a revision of that document, they might want to include that.
I would encourage, it would depend. If you want to encourage more zombies, if you'd like to see more zombies present at things, I would encourage that. From what I remember during our recent membership drive, that you bring everybody in at about 6 o'clock in the morning. I have never seen so many zombies as I saw at 6 a.m. during the membership drive. And I would imagine that if you are trying to identify zombies, that you simply call a staff meeting for 6 a.m. and you will be able to identify them actually fairly quickly, if that's useful.
That's really valuable advice. I think that's an excellent idea.
Okay. Well, you know, that's what we're here at KUMD for, is to help and to be a part of our university community. So, John, thank you so much for coming in this morning. It was delightful to have you here, and I hope that we get to talk with you again next year. And I think at that time, too, we could talk about, I'd like to volunteer KUMD to be a part of the program. I think it would be excellent, again, to talk about early morning programming and the importance of zombies on the air and how that fits with KUMD's mission to be a benefit to our community.
Absolutely. Well, I feel like I have a future Zombie Fest collaborator right here.
Excellent.
So.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm on board. Thanks a lot, John.
Thank you very much, and happy Halloween.
John Dahl, our guest this morning in the studio. Last night, it was Academics versus Zombies right here at UMD.